Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right, we need to talk about... It's kind of unfortunate, really, because if you pop a pimple in this certain zone in your face, you could die. And I just want to tell you that.
Holly, why are you scaring me like that?
It's a really good tease.
Someone in the Miguel and Holly family was sitting at a red light.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, dang it. Let me get this little thing on my chin real quick. And you're just like, you're going to die.
Don't die. Here's the deal. There's an area called the Triangle of Death that stretches from just above your nose down to both sides of your mouth. So like just above your nose.
Triangle?
Like, yeah. Like think about like right here up above your, like between your eyebrows, I would say.
Okay.
And then like make a triangle down the sides of your nose.
Past your eyes, nose.
To your mouth.
And then down to the corners of your mouth.
Right. Which is unfortunate because that's also known as the T-zone, where a lot of people are the most oily.
So if you pop a pimple there, you could die?
Yes. And here's why. Popping a pimple anywhere in that area could lead to an infection that could spread to your sinuses. Because your sinuses are right there. And if that happens, the veins behind your eyes start to get blood clots because of the infections. And that puts pressure on your brain and it can lead to death.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
I mean, it really does.
Well, let me help you, okay?
Yes.
Here is a tip that my mother gave me.
Yes.
That helped me out when I was in middle school and high school.
Yeah.
Now, Holly, I've said this to you before and you pretty much pushed me down the stairs. Because you've battled with acne
it
your entire life.
It is my lifelong struggle.
And so if you deal with it with, like, Holly, this won't help you.
Sure.
But, like, I had just sort of, like, basic teenage acne growing up. And my mom always told me, do not pop your pimples because that she did all the time. And so now she has, like, marks on her face. The scarring.
Right.
And so she told me not to. And so when I was in middle school and high school, that's what you want to do.
Yes.
When you, before picture day, and you got a big pimple on the side of your nose, and you're like, I just want to pop it.
Yeah,
and she said, if you want scars like mine, pop it. If you don't, leave them alone.
Oh, man.
And my face, I don't have any scars because I would walk around and like, when they got real bad, they would just be sitting there waving at you.
I can't. I could not. That had too many of them.
Yeah.
There's no way. I would have died, rather. I would have just, like, you can't imagine. Like, it's just so, it just, it's this feeling inside, and you're like, I just don't even want to show my face.
Yeah.
Here's what I suggest, having dealt with acne for, I don't know, like, the better part of two decades. So, yes, you don't want to, like, pick at them. That's a bad idea. But what you need to do is get, like, a little pin or something tiny, like a little lancet, and just lance it right through it. Like, if it's red, and if it's ready, by the way, don't do it if it's just, like, underneath the skin. But if it's, like, got that thing where you're like, ugh.
Right.
And it is, like, ready to go, and you're like, well, I gotta do something. You just lance it right through the middle of that white spot and let everything out gently. And you're not squeezing, you're not pushing, pulling, pinching. You just whoop, pop it right, like, slight right through the middle, and then, like, get all that stuff out, and then it heals quicker. Because otherwise, you got all that pus sitting in your face.
Tampa Bay's most educational morning show. The more you know.
Okay, and now enough about that. I just want to let you know to be careful. Don't get crazy. So, you know how everyone's like, oh, you should have positive thoughts. Make sure you have, you know, keep yourself positive on a daily. As a matter of fact, that's what we do on Tuesdays, where we tell everybody to take responsibility for the feeling or for the energy you bring into the space. So having positive thoughts would be a good thing, you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only downside of that is that when you're super optimistic and you don't let a little bit of realism in, the most optimistic people believe that bad stuff only happens to other people. And they're less likely to be able to handle it if something bad does happen to them. So I guess the better mix would be to say, you know, have a positive outlook, but also be a little bit realistic so that you're not like, oh, something bad happened to me. I don't know how this happened.
Yeah, just with everything, you have to be sort of play all the sides, you know, and have a little bit of realism mixed in there.
Always. And finally, trending in Tampa Bay, a new study suggests that women who are emotionally unstable, That's a very nice term for, I believe, saying crazy. Tend to be better in bed because you always hear that statistic. Oh, she's crazy. She'd probably be great in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that's statistically true.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because when women scored lower on emotional stability tests, the guys they were with were more likely to say they had a good bedroom life.
I mean, so what's the correlation there? How does that happen?
I mean,
why does psycho breed good in the bedroom?
Maybe because you're more willing to get crazy. I don't know.
That's true. Because maybe your barriers are down. And if you're willing to tap into that psychoness of your brain,
yeah,
that means in the bedroom, you're like, I'm willing to go anywhere.
Exactly. So maybe that's the case. Okay. All right. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.